USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration. But some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more risk of violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Zwecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
So everybody's calling for, looking for trouble now. Everybody's expecting and predicting disaster and that sort of thing. I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Girardi, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
States continue to hope for more doses of coronavirus vaccine as word came Friday that the federal government would be releasing all doses that it had been holding back to ensure that second shots could be delivered. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he hopes that the new administration is able to get production ramped up and deliver even more doses to the states. He tells Fox News that at the current rate of vaccine distribution, it will take a long time to get the needed number of shots for his state.
Bottom line, you know, state of Colorado, 5.7 million people are pro rata amount of vaccines, 77,000. Other states with more people get a little bit more, with less people get a little bit less. But when you do the math as a nation, that'll take far too long to vaccinate everybody. I hope that President-elect Biden is successful in the effort to have 100 million people protected, doses in arms in the first 100 days. That's a stretch, but it's good to set a stretch goal. And I hope that Pfizer and Moderna really step up their manufacturing. And hopefully Johnson & Johnson will come online with an effective vaccine soon, too.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke Sunday to troops at Fort Drum in upstate New York. Pence noted that the trip would be his last as Vice President of the United States. He thanked the assembled troops for their service to the country and touted the military accomplishments of the Trump administration.
From the first day of our administration, we've worked with members of Congress in both parties to make the strongest fighting force in history stronger still. 4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. Our troops hadn't seen a significant pay raise in nearly a decade, and there were reports that readiness was even being impacted with a lack of equipment and supplies. Our NATO allies weren't meeting the basic commitments they'd made to our common defense. And in the Middle East, Iran was resurgent. And the terrorist organization ISIS controlled a landmass larger than Pennsylvania. But under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy and enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
And the Los Angeles Chargers have found their next head coach, reportedly hiring Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to fill their coaching vacancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.